It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Al Junkie. He is the Executive Director of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Al, I understand you went to Washington, D.C. For a few days here this week, the Legislative Action Conference. You go out there twice a year to do this, right, Al?
Yeah, the Legislative Action Conference, or LAC as we call it for short, is really our day on the Hill. So we bring Nebraska farmers and folks representing our industry out there. And as folks know, we have three in the House of Representatives and two senators. And we get around to all their offices and visit with them and their staffs and others on issues of importance to our Nebraska farmers. This is funded by our strategic investment program, Investors. So again, for those that are listening now that invest in our SIP program voluntarily, a big thank you for that. And we're carrying their voice out to Washington, D.C. And yes, we do it twice a year in the spring and in the fall.
Yep. Al, let's talk about some of those issues that you talked about. As you were visiting with elected representatives and their staff, what were some of the things that you brought up during those conversations?
Well, if people have been paying attention, and I'm sure most of our farmers do, they know this is a farm bill year. Every 5 years, the farm bill is written and hopefully passed. And we usually have a few things that we'd like to see tucked in there or advocate for. So, for example, trade is a huge issue for us, with 25 to 30% of what we produce going overseas, and that accounts for $61 for every one of our pigs in Nebraska when we sell them. So it's an important issue, and they fund activities to promote trade in the farm bill. Another big one in the farm bill we're talking about is foreign animal disease preparedness. So making sure that our laboratories are funded and that we're doing research on vaccines and that we're funding our Beagle Brigade and our border protection items to try and keep African swine fever out of the country. So all those items are in the farm bill, and we emphasize to our members how important it is to hopefully keep them in there, or if they're not in there, to vote to put them back in.
Al, I would imagine there are some other topics too. You know, WOTUS was in the spotlight here this week. You've got, border issues and access to labor. And there's just a lot of different issues that are being talked about on the Hill these days, right?
Yeah, one of the big ones, and we brought this up in every office, and this isn't the first trip, and we're not going to be silent on it either, is the labor issue. We see all the political ramifications down on the border, you know, whether we should have a wall or shouldn't have a wall, or what do we do with border crossings. We'd like people, as farmers in Nebraska, we'd like everyone to set that aside. And let's take up a separate issue on visa reform and immigration reform so that we can get more workers into our small communities and into our plants where they process our products. There's an H-2A visa, for example, that is a temporary visa. It was meant for people that work with vegetables and fruits or used to hoe weeds out of our sugar beet fields. But that temporary visa, we need a year-round visa to work in our barns and to help on our farms. And so we're talking about that. We need that reform. If we had those visas, we could get people in legally from these countries that are knocking at our door and want to come here anyway. And so let's get that going. Let's get them and our farmers on the farms to help in our plants. Their families would be here to be in our schools and to be part of our churches and our communities. So visa reform and labor issues are probably our number one issue that we are dealing with today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Al, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for the information. Al Junkie is the executive director of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, giving us a summary of the LAC mission to Washington, D.C. this week. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out their website as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.